98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
On Wednesday night, a new journey begins. The Suns return to the court after one of the best seasons in team history, and it should be a crowning moment for Robert Sarver. Instead, the Suns owner might get booed. That is the cost for a hardline stance against DeAndre Ayton entering what should be a run-it-back encore. Now, have you seen the reactions? One fan said, quote, "I paid $25 for a single White Claw in the NBA Finals just so Robert Sarver could say he can't afford to pay DeAndre Ayton." You remember Joe Johnson, the centerpiece of Sarver's first debacle? He tweeted out, quote, "Sounds about right coming from Robert." And just like that, the Suns have created a distraction where none existed, creating questions and hurt feelings. And for what? What are we talking about here? What is the difference between what Ayton wants and what the Suns think he is worth? $4 to $5 million a season? That won't even buy you a player good enough to crack the playoff rotation. So this must be about the luxury tax and limiting the hit that comes with keeping a championship team together, and it's exactly what we feared many years ago. What would happen when the Suns actually got good? Would Sarver pay through the nose for a championship banner? Questions, questions, questions. And instead of feeling like a new beginning, it might feel and sound like something completely different Wednesday night, like deja vu.